Blog Talk Radio.
Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. May the Lord be praised. May the Lord be magnified. Hallelujah. We thank God for his mercy. Endure it from everlasting to everlasting. Hallelujah. This is Pastor Carlos A. Ramos Jr. And your host, The Way, the Truth, and the Life Tabernacle, live here on Blog Talk Radio. You can call us at 516-418-5944. Today at 6 o'clock, we started again our Bible mystery. Now, sometimes you read the Bible and it just appears that the Bible contradicts itself. With a little bit of study in depth, you're going to see that it's not a contradiction. It's a mystery. There is a story. There is something there for you to learn from looking at these passages that appear to be contradicting one to another. But the Word of God is perfect. It will stand its test. Heaven and earth will pass away, but the Word of the Lord will remain forever and ever and ever. Glory be to the Lord. Hallelujah. You can call us at 516-418-5944 here on Blog Talk Radio. We would encourage you to invite your family, friends, and neighbors to join us here for our Bible mystery. If you come up with the correct answer, the church will mail you out a free pamphlet called Symbolism in the Tabernacle. It talks about the furnishings, the patterns of worship, the Ark of the Covenant, symbolisms that points to Jesus, the sacrifices in the tabernacle, the garments of the high priest. Glory be to God Almighty. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. That's what we are expecting to give out. And it's good to carry with you with your Bible. So when you have the time, let's say you go, you have an appointment and you're waiting to be called next, you could look at the pamphlet and learn what's the tabernacle all about. Glory be to the Lord. Hallelujah. And today's mystery that we have is called, it is, the question is, which feast? And we know we have seven feasts of the Lord. Which feast is also known as the Feast of Weeks? Glory be to the Lord. If you could call, if you have the answer, you call 516-418-5944. You look for the number sign, press that, and then you press the number one to make contact with the host. Glory be to the Lord. And the first one that comes up with the correct answer will get that free pamphlet. Glory be to the Lord. In the meantime, we're going to share certain scriptures that are there in the scriptures that will lead you to the answer. In our comment section today, we have like five different entries that we could look at, or we will look at. Now, you have to remember, five is the number of grace. Glory be to the Lord God Almighty. Hallelujah. And before we start our program, I'm always reminded by the Holy Spirit, start off with prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this gathering this evening at 6 o'clock here on Blog Talk Radio. Father God, in the precious name of Jesus, we want to thank you. We want to worship you and lift you up, Lord. Everything that we do, Lord, we want it to bring you glory in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And if there's somebody out there who doesn't know you in the salvation of their soul, Lord God, we ask that your Holy Spirit would draw them so they too could understand, so they too could know what salvation is all about and be saved from the wrath to come. Glory be to the Lord. Because we read, Father God, in the Bible, in the New Testament, in the book of Acts, that there's a day that you have appointed in which you would judge the world in righteousness. Father God, your word says in Corinthians, 2 Corinthians 5:17, all things are passed away, behold, all things have become new. And 5:20-21, it says that Jesus became sin that we may be the righteousness of God in him. So we want to thank you, Lord God, that in Christ Jesus, we are the righteous. We are that remnant that you're coming for and calling in the rapture. Glory be to the Lord God Almighty. And Father God, as we go forth into this service, we pray that your hand, your divine intervention will be there, Father God. In the name of Jesus, let this seed go throughout the whole world. I mean, plant it in the heart of your children, Father God. Let them come forward to worship you in spirit and truth. Lord God, we ask these prayers in Jesus' name. Amen. If you're on the other side of the world, like right now we're in America, Florida, but if you're in Japan, if you're in China, Indonesia, somewhere in the Middle East where it is dark now, it's actually nighttime over there, could also write us on our email with the answer. And the email is WTL Tabernacle. That'd be TABERNACLE at gmail.com. And we would look at that, and God would show us, and you give the answer to the question. Remember, the question is, which feast is also known as the Feast of Weeks? Glory be to the Lord God Almighty. The Feast of Weeks. Hallelujah. Now, there was three times in a year that the men were supposed to show themselves in Israel. And we're going to go through that. The Feast of Weeks was one of them. And so we're looking to see, hallelujah, if someone will come up with the answer to the question, which feast? And there were seven, and there are seven of them. Seven feasts of the Lord. Glory be to the Lord. Hallelujah. At one time, this servant did not believe in the feast because I always thought it was the feast of Israel. But when I studied them and I looked carefully at what the scripture says, this is the feast of the Lord. These are the 17th of the Jewish people, the seven feasts that the Jewish people keep every year. And we have to understand Jesus Christ is Jewish. And we have to understand the time that we study, the times and the dates and the events has to come by the Jewish calendar. Now, in the Jewish calendar, they go by the moon cycle. There are 360 days in a year. The Gregorian calendar goes by the sun calendar. So the times and the seasons will be different. We operate under the midnight to midnight time span for a day. However, the Jewish people follow what the Lord God gave us in Genesis. One night and one day makes it a day. So their day begins at sunset. Sunset to sunset, sunrise. Glory be to God. So whatever time there is a sunset, it begins a new day. Glory be. Then sunrise begins, sunset begins a new night, which is part of the day. And then at sunrise or dawn, there is a sunrise, the day, which is part of that day. So sunset to sunset is a whole day. Glory be to the Lord. So right now, we're on a Sunday, and it's sunny outside. But when it gets dark, when the sun sets, the Jewish calendar begins the Monday. And then Monday night at 6, when the sun sets again, ends the Monday, begins the Tuesday. Glory be to the Lord. So everything that we do, brothers and sisters, to get the timing, the dating has to follow the Jewish calendar. If you try to apply the Gregorian calendar to the Jewish events and Bible, it's not going to work. Even the New Testament has to follow the Jewish calendar, the moon cycle. Glory be to the Lord. And one thing you have to remember, you know, God is great. He is wonderful. He even made it to where the woman, when she comes forward with her menstrual cycle, follows the moon cycle. Every 28, 30 days, she has a menstruation. Glory be to the Lord. And that follows the moon cycle. That doesn't follow the sun cycle. So right now, you and I, as we follow the Jewish calendar, do we have to adopt living according to the Jewish calendar? No. We're in the New Testament, and Christ fulfilled the law. He fulfilled the prophets. So right now we're living under the Gregorian calendar. But when you study the Bible and you're looking at dates and events that occurred, whether it's the First covenant or the second covenant, you have to look at it through the eyes of the moon calendar. Glory be to the Lord God Almighty. Hallelujah. Let's look at Deuteronomy chapter 16 and verse 16. It talks about the feasts in Jerusalem, three feasts. And if we look down at the bottom of our comments, it says one of the three feasts that a man had to attend every year in Jerusalem. But let's read it from Deuteronomy chapter 16, verse 16. It says, three times in a year, all your males must appear before the Lord your God in the place which he chooses at the Feast of Unleavened Bread. That's the same as Passover. And in the Feast of Weeks, that's the same as blank. I'm going to leave it blank because I want you to get the answer to that. And then the last one is, and in the Feast of Tabernacles, they must not appear before the Lord empty-handed. So there is a gift that we bring to the Lord. There is a tithe, the offering that we bring to the Lord. And as we read the scriptures carefully, it is we give according to the ability of what God has given unto us. Glory be to the Lord. Hallelujah. Too many times you read or you're in church and the minister there is quote from Malachi 3:10 and have you robbed God and your tithes and your offering, and it makes it so terrible. They take the scriptures out of context. God from the beginning was not so. If you look at the scriptures, the Jewish people had to bring different things to the Lord, and it was for the tabernacle. So some brought animal, some brought cloth, some brought money, some brought colors, and it all was for the tabernacle. It wasn't for the priest at all. You know, some people want to follow the first covenant rules and regulations, but there is no temple in Jerusalem. All this was supposed to be done at the temple in Jerusalem, but there is no temple. So how can you say you're following the commandments of God when there is no temple? You cannot bring anything wherever. It must be at the tabernacle. It must be at the temple there in Jerusalem. Your sacrifices, your offerings, everything must be brought to Jerusalem. So don't say, oh, well, we have a church you could bring to the church. Okay, if you're going to bring it to the church, then say so. Say that you're offering your tithes and you're bringing it to the church for God uses. Don't say that you bring your tithes and offerings to the temple because you're not going to Jerusalem. That would be a lie. And you know what the Bible says? There's a place in hell for all liars. So there was three times that all males must appear before God in Jerusalem in the temple. That was the Feast of Unleavened Bread. If you remember, Joseph and Mary went back to Jerusalem because Caesar Augustus had ordered a census. Everyone had to go back to their prospective towns where they were born. However, in Jerusalem at that time also was the High Holy Passover Day. They were going to celebrate the Passover. And that's why when Joseph and Mary came to Jerusalem, there was no room for them. Every location was fully packed. Why? Because people came from throughout the whole world to celebrate the Passover. And that's why they couldn't find anywhere they could stay. So they stayed in stable where the animals feed. And glory be to the Lord God Almighty. And Mary built, Mary fixed up a manger where usually animals drink their water or eat their food. Hallelujah. She fixed it up very well with the cloth that they gave her. And Jesus Christ was wrapped in swaddling clothes. Swaddling clothes, if you do a little study in your history, those are taken from the priest's garments. And they were overlaid in the manger, and the baby was wrapped in swaddling clothes. That was one of the signs that the shepherds would know that this is the Son of God. Glory be to the Lord God Almighty. Hallelujah. So they came to Jerusalem to celebrate the unleavened bread. Unleavened bread is 7 days, but it entails, it begins with the Passover, the sacrifice offering, because if you go back to where Exodus is, the Jewish people had to kill the lamb, a first-year lamb, spotless, no blemishes in that lamb, no bones broken in that lamb. And they were supposed to take the blood with the hyssop there and damp the doorposts and the lintels. And when the death angel came, it would pass over the house. That's why that feast is called Passover. Glory be to the Lord God Almighty. Unleavened bread. Unleavened bread. The feast of unleavened bread. What does it mean to be unleavened? Well, leaven in the Bible signifies sin. So when they ate unleavened bread, and remember what happened was at that particular time, when Jesus resurrected, he was the first one, his first fruits to raise from the dead. The high priest would gather the Omer, which is the feast harvest, the mature ones, and he will count 50, and he will wrap them up in a red tie. And from that harvest, he will make bread. What type of bread? Unleavened bread. Yeah. Barley bread. If you remember when Jesus fed the 5,000, there was five loaves and two fishes. Well, the bread was barley bread. Why? Because it was in the spring. They didn't make the late harvest bread. They made the early harvest bread, which was barley. So we understand the unleavened bread celebration was barley bread. So they ate unleavened bread. And that's where if you are blessed to go to a Jewish Passover meal, there is a cloth that they take. I forgot the name of the cloth, but that has three compartments in it. In the middle compartment, there is bread, unleavened bread. And if you look at this bread, and you could buy that anywhere, it has piercings. You could put it up to the light. You could see the light coming through. It has piercings. It has burn marks from the oven. They represent the stripes that Jesus got. So that bread is a type of Jesus. Glory be to the Lord. And in the home, when they celebrate the Passover, glory be to the Lord. Hallelujah. What they do is they take the middle bread and they break it in half, and they hide half of it away. It's called the afikomen. And the other half is distributed among the people that are there. Glory be to the Lord. Hallelujah. And if you remember in the Lord's Supper, he took bread and broke it. And he distributed amongst the disciples. And he said, this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Glory be to the Lord. Hallelujah. God is good. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I just got to get another piece of equipment, so I'm just going to take a minute or two. In the meantime, you can listen to the song Anointing. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We're back, and we're just going to go on with our lesson and continue. And as you remember, Deuteronomy chapter 16 and verse 16, it says, three times in a year shall all thy males appear before the Lord thy God in the place which he shall choose, in the feast of unleavened bread, which is Passover, in the feast of weeks, and I'm going to leave that blank because that's a question, which other feast is known as the feast of weeks, and in the feast of tabernacles, and they shall not appear before the Lord empty-handed. Glory be to the Lord, God Almighty. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We praise you. We glorify you. We give you all the glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Let us go on to the next one. 50 days after the gathering of the Omar. Hallelujah. It's also known the Feast of Shavuot has fully come. And it's part of the wheat harvest. Let's go on to Leviticus chapter 23, beginning at verse 15. Glory be to the Lord, God Almighty. And the Word of God says, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. And the Word of God says, and ye shall count unto you from the morning, from the morrow after the Sabbath, from the day that ye brought the sheaf away for offering, seven Sabbaths shall be completed. So after the sheaf offering, which is on the first day of the week after the Passover, something happens. You have to bring that wave offering. 50 days you count from that day. So when Jesus resurrected, 50 days later, something happened. If you read Acts chapter 1, it says that Jesus Christ, hallelujah, presented himself to the disciples for 40 days with many infallible proofs. And then he told them to wait, and something happened. So it corresponds with this feast of what the scripture says. Then it goes on, even unto the morrow after the seventh Sabbath. We have to understand, brothers and sisters, when it says that we have to count seven Sabbaths, that means seven times seven. Because in a week you have 7 days, and you have to count seven Sabbaths. That's the Jewish festival, sunset Friday to sunset Saturday is the feast, the Sabbath feast. Glory be to the Lord. Hallelujah. So it says count seven Sabbaths. Even on the morrow after the seventh Sabbath, shall you remember 50 days. So you count seven Sabbaths. Seven times seven is 49 days. And then it says here, the morrow after the seventh Sabbath. The morrow means tomorrow, the day after. So if we have 49 days, then the following day is the 50th day. And it corresponds with the first day of the week or the eighth day. Glory be to the Lord. Hallelujah. It says, even unto the morrow after the seventh Sabbath shall ye number 50 days, and you shall offer a new meat offering unto the Lord. You shall bring out of your habitation two wave loaves, two tenth deals. There shall be a fine flour they shall be baking with leaven, are the first fruits unto the Lord. Glory be to the Lord. Hallelujah. There's so much to study in the scriptures in these two verses. Well, first of all, it says you've got to count seven Sabbaths and plus tomorrow after the seventh. So that's 50 days. So what happens now, we see the field, and we see that the priest already brought in the omar from 50 of the mature ones. They have to bring it into, and then they bake a bread, and that's barley bread. Now they go into the field itself, and they take out the wheat, the harvest that's coming out, and the harvest represents us. Glory be to the Lord. And here it says that the priest has to wave two breads. Hallelujah. And those two bread, I venture to say that they represent one, the Gentiles, and the other nation. So the priests have to wave two bread. Now these bread, unlike the barley bread that was made with unleavened bread, this bread has leaven in it. So you and I, brothers and sisters, we are saved by the grace of God through faith, because we live in a world, we live in this world, and we have committed sin. We have leaven in this body. We have sin in this body. So we ask God for forgiveness. He cleanses us with the precious blood of the Lamb and make us kosher, make us unleavened. But in this feast, the priest was supposed to make the bread with leaven, to make it rise. So what does that indicate? Indicates pride. So you have to look at everything that you do, brothers and sisters, and don't allow pride to come into yourself. Because, you know, then you're going to begin saying the same thing Satan said, Lucifer. I will ascend above the stars of heaven. I will worship God. I will do this. I will do that. Pride sneaks in. And so thereby the high priest had taken from the field the harvest, the wheat harvest. And that's we are. We are God's first fruits because we believe God by faith. We are the sons and daughters of Abraham. God translated us from the kingdom of darkness to the kingdom of light. He sealed us with the Holy Spirit unto the day of redemption. We are that final harvest, the wheat harvest. Hallelujah. Together with the Jewish born again Christians. Because once you accept Christ, you are no longer the way you used to be. You, as a Gentile, we were sinners at one time. We used to worship other gods. We no longer do that. We worship the true and living God. As the Jewish people, they were bound under the law to keep the whole law. And they couldn't, because the word of God says if you break the law in one, you have broken it in all. Glory be to the Lord, God Almighty. And so we see that the priest took from the harvest and presented the wheat harvest in the first fruits. So this feast that we're talking about is also known as the Feast of Weeks. Why? Because there were 7 weeks, 7 Sabbaths plus tomorrow plus one, make 50 days. Glory be to the Lord. So if you have an answer to the question, you could call 516-418-5944. You look for the number sign and you press the number 1 to be able to communicate with the host. Glory be to the Lord God Almighty. When you do so, if you get the correct answer, the church will mail you out a beautiful pamphlet called Symbolism in the Tabernacle. Glory be to the Lord God Almighty. And it talks about the furnishings in the tabernacle, pattern of worship, the Ark of the Covenant, symbolism that point to Jesus, the sacrifice in the tabernacle, the garments of the high priest. Glory be to the Lord God Almighty. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So this Feast of Weeks is also 50 days after the gathering of the Omar. Now remember, the Omar was the priest who went out and he gathered the mature harvest that was out there. Glory be to the Lord. He went and gathered the harvest that was out there. And when he did that, he would take the mature ones and he would bake a bread and wave that bread. It's called the wave of the Omar. And that bread was barley bread. There was no leaven in that bread. Glory be to the Lord God Almighty. When Jesus Christ broke bread in the upper room, he gave them barley bread. He broke that bread. There was no leaven in it. Jesus was without sin. He said, "This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Glory be to the Lord God Almighty. So we see in Leviticus 23:15, it says, "And from the day after the Sabbath, from the day that you brought the sheaf of wave offering, you shall count off 7 full Sabbaths." So we get into the Feast of Weeks. What is it called? Glory be to the Lord God Almighty. Now, when that feast came 50 days later, it was the same day that Moses went up and received the law and came down and presented the law to the people, the Ten Commandments. So this feast that we celebrate, the Feast of Weeks, corresponds with something else given. And we Christians receive this gift at our conversion. Glory be to the Lord. Let's read Leviticus 23:16. It says, "You shall count off 50 days up to the day after the seventh Sabbath, and you shall offer a new grain offering to the Lord." The new grain offering is the barley harvest. It's the bread without leaven. Glory be to the Lord. And it's broken. The Afikoman is broken. Jesus Christ is our Afikoman. His body was broken for us. Glory be to the Lord God Almighty. The other half of the Afikoman was broken in pieces and spread throughout the house. And at that time, it represented 11 in the house. So the mother and the father, during the ceremony and dinner, will send out the children to gather up the leaven, and they have to get rid of the leaven. Glory be to the Lord God Almighty. That means the house got to be clean. Like our house got to be clean. Our body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. It must be clean. And only the Holy Spirit could cleanse it through the word. Only the Holy Spirit could take the leaven out. Glory be. Hallelujah. Let's read Deuteronomy chapter 16 and verse 9. And the word of God says, "Then you must count for yourself 7 weeks. Begin counting the 7 weeks from the time that you begin putting the sickle to the grain." So what is that saying, the sickle into the grain? Well, when you're harvesting, you know, you put the sickle into the harvest is there, and you bring up the wheat. So it says, from the time that you put the sickle in the grain, you count seven Sabbaths. So obviously this is going to take us now to the leavened bread or the wheat harvest. So that's what the Jewish people had to do. 7 weeks they were gathering in the harvest. And this time it had wheat in, had leaven in it. Glory be to the Lord God Almighty. Let's read Deuteronomy 16:10. And it says, and you must keep the Feast of Weeks. Now, there's a question. What feast is also known as the Feast of Weeks? You must keep the Feast of Weeks to the Lord your God with a tax of a free will offering from your hand, which you must give to the Lord your God in accordance with how the Lord your God has blessed you. You see what it says in the scriptures? According with how the Lord your God has blessed you. Glory be to the Lord. Now, the Lord there is capitalized completely, L-O-R-D, meaning Yahweh or Jehovah. If it wasn't capitalized, if it was L-O-R-D, not capitalized, only the L, then it would be Adonai. Like when we read in Philippians, every knee shall bow and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is the Lord to the glory of the Father. That word Lord is capital L-O-R-D, and is translated Adonai, and only God could be Adonai. Glory be to the Lord, God Almighty. So that is Deuteronomy 16:10. Let's go to Deuteronomy 16:16. It says, three times in a year, all your male must appear before the Lord your God in the place which he chooses. Now, where did God choose? Well, he chose Jerusalem. He chose the tabernacle. That's where they were supposed to come forward. Everything was done at the tabernacle or the temple. At the Feast of Unleavened Bread, which is the Passover. 7 days you shall eat unleavened bread. And in the Feast of Weeks, and in the Feast of Tabernacles, and they must not appear before the Lord empty-handed. So three times a year, the males will go before God and present themselves, not empty-handed. So when we Christians, after we have accepted the Lord Jesus Christ, remember one thing, Jesus Christ fulfilled the feast of the Lord. He fulfilled the unleavened bread. He fulfilled the Feast of Weeks. He fulfilled the Feast of Tabernacles. So in Christ Jesus, the Bible says, we are sitting in heavenly places. So we are presented ourselves already before the Lord God Almighty. Hallelujah. In Christ Jesus. So we cannot divert from what the Word of God says. Glory be to the Lord God Almighty. All right. Let us go to Acts chapter 2 and begin at verse 1. And the Word of God, when you read Acts chapter 2, says this. Acts chapter 1. And when the day of the Feast of Weeks had fully come, they were all with one accord and in one place. Now remember even Jesus, he appeared to the disciples twice. One time Thomas wasn't there. The second time Thomas was there. And he proved himself with infallible proofs. He was with them 40 days. And then he says, wait in Jerusalem until you receive the promise of the Father. If you know what the promise of the Father is, then you're going to know what the Feast of Weeks is, which feast is also known as the Feast of Weeks. Acts chapter 2, verse 2. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven like a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. Verse 3. And there appeared to them divided tongues like fire, and sat on each of them. Verse 4. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit, and began to speak with other tongues, as the Spirit gave them ability to speak. Glory be to the Lord. Which feast is also known as the Feast of Weeks? Glory be to the Lord God Almighty. Remember, three times a year, the Jewish men had to appear in Jerusalem before God with an offering. The first one was the Feast of Unleavened Bread or Passover. The second one was the Feast of Weeks. The third one was the Feast of Tabernacles. Glory be to the Lord. Feast of Tabernacle, if you remember, you go to any Jewish neighborhood around that time, and you see they built little booths, little tents, and they live in there celebrating and remembering they came out of Egypt and they went to the wilderness. They built booths there. They built tents there. And they lived there to worship God Almighty. So it's called the Feast of Tabernacles. Glory be to the Lord God Almighty. The Feast of Weeks, if you remember, in our study it says that the priest took the harvest and made two cakes, made two breads. One represented the Gentile world, one represented the Jewish world. And they were with leaven. And they were taken from the field of harvest. They were, the sickle was put into the harvest, and for 50 days it was gathering grain. And the priest made two cakes, and he waved them to the Lord. That's why when we go to church, brothers and sisters, we should raise our hands and wave them to the Lord, because we are of that harvest. We are the first fruits of God. Glory be to you. And if you study the feasts of the Lord, my brothers and sisters, seven of them, and I will venture to say, if you add two more feasts, the Feast of Lights, which is Hanukkah, and Purim, that'll make it nine. But God gave us seven feasts to celebrate. But if you celebrate nine, and there's probably a lot more, but then you would understand, and you would have compassion, and you will pray for our Jewish brothers and sisters with all that they have gone through. Glory be to the Lord. Remember one thing, we as Gentiles was grafted in to the olive tree. The Jewish nation is the olive tree. Jesus himself said salvation comes from the Jews. So it was for them. But because they did not accept Jesus Christ, part blindness have come upon them. And that opened the door for us Gentiles to receive Yeshua HaMashiach as our Savior, ask for forgiveness in through repentance, accept him as our Lord and Savior. And the Bible says Jesus wrote our names down in the Lamb's Book of Life. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. You got about 6 minutes and a half to go. You could call 516-418-5944. Remember today's mystery. The question is, which feast is also known as the Feast of Weeks? Glory be to the Lord. If no one calls, then we'll hold on to this for another time. Glory be to the Lord. Next week, we're going to venture to look into Matthew 24 and 30. Why would all nations mourn? That's the question that we're going to ask for next week. And I will give you Matthew 24:30. Why would the nations mourn? Glory be to the Lord. You know? Why would the nations mourn? That is something that we want to be able to say and to look up. Glory be to the Lord. Because we don't know how that's going to affect us. Glory be to the Lord. This is Pastor Carlos A. Ramos Jr. of The Way, The Truth, and The Life Tabernacle, your host here on Blog Talk Radio. You could call us at 516-418-5944. And you look for the number sign on your phone. Then you press the number 1 to be a participant. And you could speak on the answer. You could give your testimony. If you have a question or a comment, you could speak up and say it. Glory be to the Lord God Almighty. We're here every Sunday at 6 p.m. for Bible Mystery. We call it Bible Mysteries, but we're looking at the areas where people might say the Bible contradicts itself. The Bible does not contradict itself. Where it seems that it does, there is a mystery. And with a little digging, a little studying of the scriptures, you will come up with the answer why one person says one thing and the other person says another thing. I'll give you an example. When the Feast of Weeks came by, a lot of people thought that the disciples were drunken with wine. But Peter stood up and he says, it's only but the ninth hour. And then he says, this is that which the prophet Joel said would happen. In the last days, your young man, your young woman will prophesy. Your old man will see visions. Now, Peter said in the last days. However, when you read Joel, Joel didn't say in the last days. Joel said after this. Why would Joel say after this? And why would Peter says in the last days? Well, that seems to be a contradiction. But it's not a contradiction. There is a mystery there. And if you search it out, and if you look carefully, and you study scriptures, you will come out with a beautiful revelation of what's going on in that passage. Glory be to God. That'll be Acts chapter 2, I believe, and Acts chapter 3, where Peter stands up and speaks. That's the time when the 3,000 get saved. And you can read the second chapter of the book of Joel, and you see that Peter is quoting Joel. However, he didn't say afterwards. Peter said in the last days. So this is what we're talking about, why we call it the Bible Mysteries. Because it appears that there's a contradiction. There is a discrepancy there, but it's not. It takes, for us, like Paul told Timothy, study yourself, approve unto God. Our workmen need not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. And we have 1.5 minutes left. What feast is also known as the Feast of Weeks? Glory be to the Lord. I don't give out the answers. On Tuesday at 6:00 p.m. we have our prayer time, intercessory prayer time. You're welcome to come. Invite your family, friends, and neighbors. On Thursdays we have our Bible study at 6:00 p.m. and you're welcome to come. And our subject for this time is Christianity real? And we look at the different verses that will direct us to the answer. Glory be to the Lord. And on Sundays at 6 p.m., we're looking at Bible mysteries. Glory be to the Lord. Hallelujah. So we got about a minute to go, and we want to thank God for this opportunity that we have to fellowship together. This broadcast internet goes out worldwide. So I'll be looking at the emails to see if someone emailed me the answer. Glory be to the Lord. At the moment, no one has reached out. Glory be to the Lord. Nobody has reached out through the email, and nobody has reached out via the phone here. So we're going to keep praying. We're going to keep studying, and we're going to keep acting the Holy Spirit to enlighten us and give us revelation. So my brothers and sisters, what I would say is may the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you. May the Lord have his face rise up and shine upon you and give you peace. And until then, may the Lord bless you. Amen.